This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. So where do you want to go eat tonight? That can be a tough question to answer in Austin, not because of the lack of options, but because there are so many options these days and they're growing by the month. Too many to keep track of, really. Unless it was like your job or something and you spent all your time eating out and trying these places and then assembled them into a giant list of your 100 favorite restaurants in Austin or something. And there happens to be someone just like that. And he's sitting right in front of me. He is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic, Matthew Odom. Hello, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
You have a list, and you do this every year, don't you? Your 100 top picks, your personal favorites as someone who dines professionally. What's this one?
I think it's my fifth annual, and it dropped last week. It is my top 25 restaurants ranked in order, and then 75 other critics' picks.
You're on the front lines of this. There's been growth in this industry in Austin, no doubt.
You know, with the development, there's a lot more restaurant spaces becoming available, so there's huge growth. There's also a big competition for dining dollars, so there's been a lot of closures as well. We're kind of in an interesting period right now, so I'm fascinated to see how it all develops over the next few years.
Tell me about some new restaurants in Austin that people maybe are less familiar with that you've added to this top 100 list.
You know, probably the biggest surprise... Well, it wouldn't be a surprise for the people who've eaten there, but Kyoten Sushi Co., which I review in Friday's Austin American Statesman, it started out as a sushi trailer in East Austin last year, I think I told you about it, and they've now opened, it's a guy, Chef Otto Fan. He's opened a restaurant in the Miller development, and it's interesting, I think it was supposed to be like an apartment or something, so it's kind of like a one-bedroom apartment. And there's tables in the front for their lunch service, which they have several days a week, and they have takeout. But the centerpiece of it is an 8-seat omakase, which is a 20-course dinner, mostly sushi. I think 14 of the 20 courses are sushi.
And chosen by the chef, right?
It's chosen by the chef. You're at his whim, and it's sublime. This guy obsesses over sushi and rice and vinegar levels and his different mixtures that he puts in. I think he has several different blends depending on how fatty the fish is or the beef or whatever. And it's just kind of a surreal dining experience. It's real bare in there. So I think he's still figuring that part out. But I think in my review, I said it's like listening to a Stradivarius played in a subway station.
You have a lot of places on this list I have not heard of. There's this Vietnamese place in North Austin you talk about. What's that again?
Yeah, it's called Tan Mai, and it's been open for a couple decades now. It's in North Austin, kind of behind that Target up there off 183, and they make this charbroiled pork that's almost like meat candy. It's delicious, and I hadn't even been there until this year. Somebody turned me onto it, which is one of the great things about the job is having people give you recommendations. Also, an out-of-the-way spot down south, I think it's off South First, is La Flor, which is a taco trailer. They make their corn tortillas by hand. You can hear them slapping them as you walk up to the trailer. It's probably the best tortillas in town. So there's little hidden gems like that all over the city.
Let me ask you about your favorite 25 restaurants. What's the top of the top on this dining guide?
You know, I wrote a feature when the list came out profiling Chef Bryce Gilmore because, well, he's a locally... born and raised guy, took off to San Francisco for a while, but it's been back.
Jack Gilmore's son, right?
That's right.
Jack Allen Restaurant.
From Jack Allen's Kitchen, who used to be the executive chef over at Z Tejas for about 20 years. Bryce is the chef behind Barley Swine, which is number one, and Odd Duck, number four. So he's got two of the best restaurants in town. And they have similarities. They're kind of both have a homespun feel to them. They're comforting, but they also... both involve a lot of technique. At Barley Swine, there's even more technique because they have a bigger kitchen, and so they can really focus on those things, and they have fewer seats than Odd Duck. So Odd Duck's kind of a casual version of Barley Swine, which is great for everybody.
And you have some newcomers in the top 10 this year. Who's that?
In addition to Kyoten, who I mentioned earlier, they're number 7. Immer and Rye is number 6. They're down in the Rainy Street District. Chef Kevin Fink gives huge attention to heritage grains, and they make wonderful pasta. He worked at Noma for a while in Copenhagen, so they deal with a lot of fermentation projects and things like that. Really great restaurant and a lot of fun. Really good vibe. Great pastry program. Juniper, which is a high-end Italian restaurant over in East Austin, came in at number 9. I love that place. It has a kind of a swanky vibe for people that wish that you could go to a restaurant where not everybody's wearing flip-flops. That's one of the places I recommend. Loca de Oro, which I've talked to you about, was number 16. That's a newcomer this year. And then, of course, we've got some standbys that seem to be around every year.
You can check out the full dining guide for free at austin360.com/eats. You got the top 25, and then the other 75 are broken down by category. Matthew Odom is the Statesman's restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, sir.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.
Thank you.